A friend of mine is very excited about a new way of evangelizing called the Alpha Course. All that she said sounds pretty good, but I'm wondering, what do you think about the Alpha Course?
Well, for some of our listeners who are not familiar with the Alpha Course, David, I think it's one of the most popular programs to come along in popular Christianity in a long time.
A video course.
It's a video course, but it's a course that churches are always looking for new programs, a way to reach people, whether it be an outreach or a way to bring people into their church and so on. And basically what it is a program in which, on the surface at least, it's an introduction to basic Christianity. The way the program is set up today, as you said, there are videos to look at and so on. But a lot of it begins with informal groups. You invite people in, and you're there to answer their questions about Christianity. And one of the methods involved here is, at least initially, you don't argue with anybody. Even if they have their own ideas, you just let all these ideas are shared among the group, and nobody straightens them out until they get more involved and more involved, and then they're directed to some basic teachings. This program began at Holy Trinity, Brompton, and there was a man named Charles Marnham, who all he wanted to do was bring some people to his home and introduce them to Christianity. But then one of the leaders of Holy Trinity Brompton, Nicky Gumbel, developed it to what we see today.
Well, Tom, it's very popular, which makes you a bit suspicious. Popular with Roman Catholics, popular with all kinds of apostates, people who don't even know the gospel. Now, I have not gone through all the videos. I have read some analysis of the videos. Mm-hmm. I know that the big event is the weekend where you get the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. So we say the weekend. There are courses that lead up to a major event. So it supposedly begins with the introduction of what Christianity is about, the gospel presented, although my understanding from the video, it's a gospel that could be accepted by anybody. It's not...
That's right. It's a very ecumenical gospel.
Mm-hmm.
In some ways, there are some good things in it. On the other hand, it's very experience-oriented. Nicky Gumbel gives his testimony of how he felt like 10,000 volts of electricity going through him as someone from the Toronto Vineyard laid hands on him.
Now, the Toronto Vineyard, that's where supposedly wild manifestations of the Holy Spirit, people barking like dogs and making animal sounds and so on and so forth.
Not the Holy Spirit, but this was in the name of the Holy Spirit, and really a spiritual delusion set in upon these people.
So it went from Toronto to England, and in particular, Holy Trinity Brompton.
Holy Trinity Brompton, HTB they call it, was the center for spreading the Toronto blessing, it was called, throughout England and throughout Europe.
So on that basis, really, the Alpha Course developed. So that's a problem right there.
I remember reading the testimony of one man. He's not a Christian. He didn't even bother going to the earlier sessions. He had heard so much about the Holy Spirit Weekend, it's called, that he went there. And he got it. He got the Holy Spirit. It sounds like what I've seen on many videos at Brownsville Assembly of God in Pensacola, Florida, where people come forward, they fall down and so forth. You haven't heard the gospel yet, but they get something. It's very experience-oriented. You get this feeling, the Holy Spirit, and as I recall reading this man's testimony on the Internet, he was a New Ager. He wasn't a Christian by any means, and in fact, that's one of the things that he was thrilled about. He didn't even have to become a Christian. He didn't have to change his New Age beliefs, but this force, this power, came upon him, and that was through the Alpha Course. So I have many problems with the Alpha Course, and yet it is endorsed by high-profile evangelical leaders.
Luis Palau would be one, the evangelist, among others. The other objection to the objections is that, wait a minute, this program is so flexible that we don't have to go the experiential route, that we can introduce this program into our church, bring people in, and we can be conservative and just go right down the line in terms of ministering the gospel and Christianity to people.
Then why do you need the Alpha Course?
Exactly.
If you're going to give them something that isn't on the Alpha Course, the Alpha Course has some problems, so you're going to give them the truth, then why do you confuse it with the Alpha Course? Well, because it's so popular, it apparently is done well. There's something appealing about it to people. They can get in touch with God. They can become Christians and so forth without changing all that much. Tom, you caught me with this one. I'm not an expert on the Alpha Course by any means. I only know what I have read of the testimonies of people who've been involved, that as far as I'm concerned were not Christians, but they got the Holy Spirit somehow. The excerpts that I've read of what Nikki Gumbel says on the tape, which in many cases is not good, it could lead people astray. On the other hand, he sometimes seems to present the gospel. So I guess there's enough truth mixed in with the error that causes some Christian leaders to endorse it.
Yeah. Dave, the thing that hits me about this, we have other examples of this same methodology. Remember Est. Est had its weekends where you went to get it. Mm-hmm. In Catholicism, there's Curcio weekend, which is a mystical, you know, they do some very fundamental things with regard to Roman Catholicism, but it's an experiential weekend. Mm-hmm. Cleansing Streams out of Church on the Way, for example. They have their weekend. It's the same kind of methodology, and it's all sort of centered around the experiential, which is problematic.
Well, experiences can lead you astray. We have to judge our experiences by the Bible. We are never told in the Bible to seek experiences. We're not told to seek power and so forth. We seek Christ. We want to know Him. We want to love Him more. We want to bring people to Christ through the gospel. We're told to go into all the world and preach the gospel. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Then what do we need? Why use these other techniques that are only going to lead people astray and bring about false conversions?